This is Ali Williams. I'm with Annabelle Carberry. So, Annabelle, can you tell us how you first came across us and how you got involved?
I don't remember how I first came across you, but I came to do a sort of audition workshop for Taboo with Firenza. I don't even remember now what year that was. 2008, maybe, something like that, 2007.
That was the year we started that project, so yeah. It's probably 2008.
Yeah. And I really, really enjoyed the workshop. It was great, but didn't get into the show. And then I went back to Australia for a little while. And when I decided to come back over to Europe, I got in touch with you to see to say I was still interested in working with the company and was there anything happening. And I think that must have been just before, just after you'd done the first phase of Park Life. And you said, yes, come along and do Park Life in Norwich. So that was the first thing I came and did.
So you weren't involved in the first year of Park Life, and I think we'd identified that we wanted to do lots of clown swinging, and we were like, oh, Annabelle.
Yeah.
So tell us about what it was like coming to work on Park Life.
I remember arriving because I'd been in the country. I'd sort of come from Australia, been in the country for I think only about 4 or 5 days, not very long, and came straight to Norwich into sort of this massive group of people camping, and it was freezing.
It was freezing, wasn't it?
So it was a bit of a shock. It was a bit of a shock to the system and a bit of a shock going straight into that kind of intensity. But it was also really, really welcoming. So that was great. I just remember it being really, really cold and working really hard about getting to meet, like, loads of really, really great people. And I remember the kind of social atmosphere that was really,
and we worked with a number of groups, didn't we, in Norwich?
Yeah.
Can you remember much about how we worked and engaged with the community?
I'm just trying to remember. Was that where we had the gymnasts on the balls?
That's right.
I remember the gymnasts on the balls. They were really sweet. And there was a parkour group. And I remember going and doing all the, I remember the park because it was a really nice park in Norwich, and going and doing all the morning activities that we went to do, and that was really fun. In the raincoats and in the
going out doing golf
and things like that. It was really silly and really fun, and that was the first time I'd done that kind of thing.
So we went from Norwich and then we went to Brighton, and it was suddenly from -2 it went to 30 degrees or something, didn't it? So it was the opposite extreme in a week later.
Yeah, and it was really, really nice, really sunny, and there were loads of people out in the park, and all the there's a really big kind of hippie circus community in Brighton, and I remember them all getting really involved and being really excited, and the Poi group, what were they called?
Poi Passion,
yeah, and they had this great, really super, super choreographed routine, and it was really fun. Brighton was really fun, and loads of fire people as well.
So we played to an enormous crowd of people in Brighton. We were so shocked, weren't we, as a company, to see how many people actually turned out to watch the performance. Yeah. It was like 7,000 or 8,000 or something.
Yeah, it was a really fun experience, Brighton, because the crowd was so into it. There's such a really strong sort of circus community there that they just got right into the show and right into all the involvement. It was fun. And I remember Massey got his caravan there, so I got to sleep in a caravan, so that was nice.
So that was you and Massey forming your relationship.
Pretty much, yeah. That was kind of, we got to be quite good friends there, and then we got together not long after, so yeah, it was the start of something, definitely.
So what else do you remember about Park Life? Do you remember where we went? Because you did it for... Was it 1 year? 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. I'm trying to remember all the names. I remember going to lots of different places. I remember was it Taunton or Dorchester where the...
Dorchester,
with the big
was it Membury Rings? Mornbury Rings.
Mornbury Rings. It's kind of this amazing place, but everyone got really sick. I remember getting really sick and everyone got really sick. We were all throwing up. But the space itself was incredible. It had this really...
natural amphitheatre, yeah, but with quite a strange vibe.
Yeah, a strange atmosphere.
I think they used it as one of those Roman arenas where they used to slay the Christians or something, didn't they?
Yeah, so it had this really dark history, I remember.
And after that, you came on Barricade. Yeah. So tell us about that.
Barricade. The first thing I remember about Barricade was the...
we were in Atelier 231.
That's right. That's right. And Didier's amazing food. I remember that. And having to be very punctual with the lunchtime. Otherwise, he'd get annoyed. Yeah, that was great. It was sort of the first time I'd... worked in France, really. So that was a nice experience, and the space, and so working on the set for the first time, that was really cool. I remember that we had to work on the cloud swing separately because there wasn't enough light for it all to fit in. So Alice and I were working at the behind.
That's right, in the workshop itself.
Yeah.
We didn't actually put that scene sequence together until
we got outside.
Until we got out of the warehouse.
Yeah, and I think that was the other interesting thing, because the set just, like, it was a massive warehouse, but the set just filled it up completely. It was, like, not that much space between the top of the set and the roof, I don't think.
No, it was pretty tight.
And or it having to be, like, really close to the set to try and direct
it. Yeah, it was
everything.
Very strange trying to look at what the show looked at.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't step back further than 3 metres to see what was going on the whole thing. So you had to sort of look at individual scenes in small areas.
Yeah, and the contrast of then getting outside and being able to sort of see from a distance and you go, oh, wow, it has this amazing impact. But you couldn't really kind of see it like that from the inside. That's when we started playing with all the tyres on the set and everything. That was fun.
So what would you say? I know now we had a terrible summer that second year of Barricade in terms of the weather, and it just seemed to rain on us everywhere we went.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested to see now that you went after you left us, and I think, you know, I hope that we helped to formulate your
very much so
career direction,
very
if you like.
So. I mean, I think.
But I was surprised to see you going to do an outdoor show, having seen how much we suffered that summer in the rain.
I know. I remember the second period of development for Barricade, and we had that really extreme contrast between when we were doing the training and we did a little bit of work with Orit outside, and it was really sunny all week, and then as soon as we started to build the set, it got really cold and really rained, and we had that day of building the set that was just so cold and wet and miserable. It was just really kind of ironic after spending this week inside with the beautiful sun, and then as soon as we got outside, it was just like rain. But all the experience of working outside, of working on that kind of scale, of building, of taking down, of rigging, of, like, that really made a massive impact on what we were able to do with our own company, and the experience that we had really, really, really helped. I don't think we would have been, I mean, it was difficult enough anyway, but I don't think we would have really been able to do it in that way if we hadn't had that experience with No Fit State.
So what's one of your sort of favourite memories of working with No Fit State?
It's a lot of memories. There's a lot of living, I think. Just trying to think of, pick a favourite one.
Or the least favourite one. You know, I think in touring in that way, you have really tough days and really great days.
That's what I really remember, was that it was really up and down, like, just mostly because of the weather and the intensity of kind of what we were doing. So when the sun was out, it was great to be building outside and be in that kind of massive team of people building this big structure out in the sun, and then as soon as it was raining, it was just horrible. And I remember, like, yeah, experiencing these kind of emotional up and downs all the time throughout the summer, and going, wow, it's really this kind of, yeah, I guess it was a real period of life growth for me during that time, I think. And that,
I always say to people when they come and say, this is just too hard, I'm not sure if I can cope, I say, right, these things that you're experiencing now, you'll be talking about for the rest of your life.
Yeah, completely, completely. And it really, I think it really stood me in good stead for the next sort of 3 years of building a company and trying to do all of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I just don't think I would have coped with it if I hadn't had that experience beforehand. I think my favourite thing about it was just the sense of community, the sense of a really kind of strong group and working with people and making some really good friends and yeah, growing with those people as a group. I think that was definitely my favourite part of the experience. Yeah, I remember being quite sort of sad that it all ended.
We did really close bonded group of people.
Definitely. And I remember feeling the point that, you know, because it was such a large scale show and we didn't have a lot of time to put it together, that it developed a lot over those years, and feeling like the point when we got to Angers and it was this amazing week in the sun in the south of France and we had this huge audience, it was really, really great, and getting to that point and going, actually this is a really good show and now it's ending, and that was really a shame.
It's a shit hot show, there's 10,000 people going really crazy about seeing it, and that was the last one, and it finished, I remember.
And in some ways it was really great to finish on that note, but then on the other hand it was really like, we're not going to do it again now that it's this really amazing thing.
And so, I went off to go to Kathmandu for a year.
Yeah.
And in the time I was away, you guys managed to set up your own company and start doing really well. So
yeah.
What do you think you took from No Fit State that enabled you to make the decision to go off and do that?
I think there are a lot of things. One was partly about, you know, working with No Fit State again. One of the reasons that I wanted to work with No Fit State was that I really wanted to, you know, having come from a background of youth circus and being used to and really enjoying working in a group and being a team and doing things together and being part of the whole process, and then doing a lot of sort of other bits of work where it wasn't so much like that. And one of the main reasons I wanted to join No Fit State was to be part of that kind of environment.
The team again.
Yeah, the team. Be part of a team, be part of a sort of journey with a group. And I guess that journey really confirmed my desire to keep doing that, to keep making ensemble work and to keep working as a group. So,
and you did it yourself, and it was a really brave move. And I'm really in awe that, you know, you've done so well over the last 3 years. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a journey. And I think also, you know, No Fit State really toughened me up a lot in terms of, like,
standing in the rain.
definitely in terms of physical, kind of coping with physical situations, but also just understanding that I have the capacity to work that hard and to push through those boundaries, and that if everybody supports each other, that it's possible to really achieve a lot with, you know, not very many resources and with not a lot of time, with lots of pressure, and it made it sort of stretched me, which is what I was looking for as well. So, really kind of built the capacity to do what we're doing at the moment, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Annabelle.